This is North Shore Today for Monday, September 12, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the 70s. The city of Peabody has received its first settlement payment from the nationwide lawsuit over big farmers' role in the opioid epidemic. The Salem News is reporting the class action suit was filed by many states, and Peabody recently received its first check of $52,000. The city may eventually gain more than $1 million over the next 15 years. Two first-grade students were missing on Friday from the Clark Elementary School in Swampscott. The Daily Item reports that once the students were reported missing from recess, police found them about a half mile away approximately 15 minutes later, near the Whole Foods Market. School officials acknowledged a lapse in supervision by the school. Salem will be hosting the second annual climate change conference that opens today at 3 p.m. at the Peabody Essex Museum. There are additional details in today's Salem News as the conference looks to protect the region's historic character from climate change. There will be feature speakers this evening, and the conference will continue tomorrow from 8:30 to 6. A Malden man has been charged with the murder of a Lynn man from May of 2021. The Daily Item reports that 31-year-old Junior St. Jean was arrested in Florida last week and is being held without bail. The shooting took place on South Common Street in the evening of May 31, resulting in the death of 35-year-old Brian Poitras. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Patriots lost their season opener yesterday in Miami, 20-7. Next week, they play the Steelers. The Red Sox shut out the Orioles yesterday, 1-0. Rich Hill got the win, going 5 shutout innings, allowing just 2 hits. Sox host the Yankees tomorrow night. In North Shore Sports, check out our weekend football coverage on the website. And we remind you that we'll have another week featuring coaches and players from area football. In boys soccer today, Salem plays at Peabody, Winthrop is at Beverly, Swampscott at Marblehead, and tonight Gloucester travels to Danvers. In girls soccer today, Marblehead at Swampscott, Peabody at Salem, Beverly at Winthrop, and tonight Danvers is playing at Gloucester. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.